Hello, you are listening to CJLO News. There is a growing list online of MPs and MLAs across Canada who are landlords and who invest in property. This project is led by Montreal journalist Isaac Peltz, and independent researchers from across the country are now helping compile it.
Everyone wanted me to put the list online, and I put it on there for everyone to go look at. You can go look at if your landlord is an MP or not.
Isaac Peltz is a freelance journalist with work in Rover, JSource, and more. They've also recently gained a significant following online for their videos on Canadian politics and housing. Peltz began researching which MPs and MLAs in Canada held assets and were active landlords. The research has included looking at the Public Ethics Commissions of Canada, sending access of information requests, and conducting direct interviews and phone calls with MPs. Recently, Peltz has called for help with the research, and a growing team of volunteers are now contributing to the list.
You know, the only way to make this a consistent project that stays up to date is to give power to the hands of random people online, and I was inspired by Wikipedia and wikis, and so that's what we're going to do. If it works out, you know, I'm not going to control people, I'm not going to push them to do it, but if they get it done, it'll be publicly available for everyone. It's already on the way. It's happening actively as we speak.
Peltz believes MPs renting property could be seen as a conflict of interest.
When you have people who own land and charge other people rent, why on earth would they ever want rental prices to go down? Okay. So the rising crisis of the rental crisis in the country has benefited these people. So what would make them ever vote or elect a law that would bring down those prices?
Even if an MP owns property, Peltz believes this should be a matter of public record.
It could be a conflict of interest, because if your property value is skyrocketing because of the laws in the country, and you because you make $200,000 a year, you become an MP and suddenly you have the access to information that allows you to invest and become significantly richer.
The list of federal MPs is complete. It shows that 40.8% of federal MPs are landlords. The party breakdown shows 46% of Conservatives are landlords, 39.2% of Liberals, 36% of Bloc Québécois, and 28% of NDPs. For our full interview with Isaac Peltz, tune in to CJLO on Friday, February 14th at 9:30 a.m. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.